Shalom, אנחנו בחלק הזה של השיעור נלמד
קטעים. Hello, in this part of the lesson, we'll learn selected excerpts
in the
topic of everything is obtained by the power of prayer. So the excerpt we read here, you'll be able to find on our website in Sviva Tova and in the Aravot system. Everything is obtained by the force, by the power of prayer.
Rav, please. Yes. We already heard and read in many places that prayer is the most important. Why? This is the raising of man. It's a request. It's our attitude to the Creator. In all of these relations towards the Creator, we already understand that everyone depends on Him. Up to really no place left, as we say, that there is nothing that we can do by ourselves, but rather everything depends on how much and how we ask. And therefore the power of a prayer is the primary force. Well, so everything is attained by the power of prayer. Hopefully we'll find everything in these verses. So, please.
Excerpt number one, Baal HaSulam says, everything, small or great, is obtained only by the power of prayer. And all the labor and work to which we are obliged are only to discover our lack of strength and our loneliness, that we are unfit for anything by our own strength.
So
then we can pour out a wholehearted prayer before Him. We could argue about this. So I can decide that I am unfit for anything, and why all the labor and exertion? However, there is a natural law that there is none so wise as the experience. And before one tries to actually do all he can do, he is utterly incapable of arriving at true loneliness
to
that real extent as said above. This is why we must toil in Kedusha, holiness, and purity, as it is written, whatever you find that your hand can do by your strength, that do. And understand this, for it is true and deep. I reveal this truth to you only so you would not weaken or give up on mercy. Although you do not see anything, for even when the measure of labor is complete, it is the time of prayer. But until then, believe in our sages. I did not labor and found, do not believe. When the measure is full, your prayer will be completed, and the Creator will grant generously, as our sages instructed us, I labored and found, believe. For one is unfit for a prayer prior to this, and the Creator hears a prayer.
I don't
see any questions. Maybe you should read it again.
Yes. Everything
small or great is obtained only by the power of prayer. All the labor and work to which we are obliged are only to discover our lack of strength and our loneliness, that we are unfit for anything but by our own strength. For then we can pour out a wholehearted prayer before Him.
And it turns out for us to be the opposite. Usually we cry out about why don't we have forces? And here he says that when we reach the state where we don't have any forces, then we're worthy of the true work, which is the prayer. This means that a person at a time that he doesn't have any power of his own, he should be happy that he has reached a state where he can turn to the Creator, cry out, ask, pray. Next.
But
you could argue about this. So I can decide that I am unfit for anything. And why all the labor and exertion?
What
for?
You know, to reach a state where I'm like a rag. Yes?
However, there is a natural law that there is none so wise as the experience. And before one tries to actually do all he can do, he is utterly incapable of arriving at true lowliness. To that real extent, as said above, this is why we must toil in Kedusha and purity. As it is written, whatever you find that your hands can do by your strength, that do. Understand this.
לא גיליתי
לך true and deep.
אלא כדי שלא תרפה
I revealed this truth
so you only
I revealed this truth to you only so you would not weaken or give up on mercy. Although you do not see anything, for even when the measure of labor is complete, it is a time of prayer. But until then, believe our sages. I did not labor and found, do not believe. When the measure is full,
your
prayer will be complete and the Creator will grant generously. As our sages said,
I
labored and found belief. For one is unfit for a prayer prior to this, and the Creator hears a prayer.
Meaning
we must labor in order to find out that we can't reach anything by ourselves, and then we turn to the Creator. And we ask for the strength and for help to rise and to pray, and then eventually He does this to us and we attain our place in adhesion to Him. But all of the exertion against our helplessness, powerlessness, and that we have no hope, seemingly, to save ourselves and to succeed with our own strength.
How to overcome specifically in that place of helplessness and weakness? Because the prayer always looks like, even prayer looks like a very difficult task. Sounds simple, but it's really not.
Friends and prayer. There's nothing more.
What does it mean, friends and prayer?
Friends to connect as much as possible and prayer. Prayer to the Creator and connection with the friends in order to pray to the Creator. Okay.
P'ti Shalosh. Toda.
Atfila, it's a chaliot mitoch gadlut.
The prayer needs to be from greatness of the Creator, and that a person relates everything to Him and also sees that it's for the better. Otherwise, he can't really understand this state correctly. The question is, a person who labors in connection and receives opposite results, internally and externally, very difficult results, how can he relate to the Creator out of greatness?
Because when he does it with the friends, it gives him joy and confidence that he's walking on the right path.
Barur.
Clear?
And how to make this transition, because in these stages a person can lose a lot of time until he even realizes that the Creator did it all, and until he turns to Him he can lose a lot of time.
No, because he has nothing else to do. We may disperse into many directions that are unnecessary. But all in all, connection with the friends and prayer to the Creator, that's what we have, these two steps. From here till the end of corrections.
But the connection with the friends and turning to the Creator, that led him to difficult states and weakness and harsh states in externality. How can he make this action that led him to this bad state?
I don't get you.
A person labored, connected with the friends, discovered his lowliness, that he has no strength of his own.
Okay, that's one step.
And in addition, he also encountered difficult states externally.
What do you mean externally?
Externally, meaning states that are harsh, personally, socially, in society, very difficult states. And he says, it's all none else besides Him, and it's actually a result of my connection.
But he did not connect. He actually moved.
Exactly.
Distanced himself.
Exactly. He distanced as a result of what? As a result of previously working on the connection. Working on the connection, praying to the Creator, and then he received a greater distance. Now he's told, connect and pray, but that's what he did before. And he received the opposite result.
Why opposite result? He received a place for prayer.
Good. I see this is written in all our sources. But the person doesn't feel that. The person feels an opposite result in his will to receive. And he can't justify the Creator. And he can't pray to the Creator in the sense that he sees someone answering him and so forth. How does he begin to sort out this whole system, which is completely opposite to his desire? And how does he begin to pray?
We have no other work but prayer. If from all of our relationships with the friends, I receive an urge to pray. What can be better than that? Except I'm like a baby, like a little child who cries and he wants something and they don't give it to him for the time being. So, and if that's the case, then I let go of everything. But in truth, other than prayer, there's nothing.
Then what will he receive as a result?
From the prayer, he receives what he's asking for. Prayer, takes a long time until the prayer changes, and he sees how to change it, who to turn to, how to turn to him, and eventually it brings him to connection with the Creator. After that, there's nothing. That's the last thing. By that, he becomes adhered to the Creator.
Can I also ask?
Yes.
So from connecting with the friends, we get a place for prayer for the friends.
Yes.
Now, how do I pray for the friends?
You ask for the entire group that the Creator will give you the ability to be in mutual bestowal, and from that to bestow to Him.
So I'm not asking for the deficiency of the friend, I'm asking for the system, and it will complete what the friend is missing.
Your true deficiency is to bestow to one another and from everyone to the Creator.
Thank you.
כן, אורן.
רב, המשפט הראשון, כל עניין היגיעה...
Rav, the first sentence, the whole matter, labor and work to which we are obliged are only to discover our lack of strength and our lowliness.
Yes.
So let's say we are awarded with working and laboring, and as a result, we discover the lack of our strength and our lowliness.
But
we're supposed to achieve equivalence of form with the Creator.
The
big goal is to be in equivalence of form with the Creator.
And bestow to the Creator.
Right, bestow to the Creator, and then we're in equivalence of form, like He bestows, so do we. So we labor in our work to get closer to bestowal. The result we get is discovering the lack of our strength, our lowliness, as if we're going in the opposite direction, instead of rising to bestowal.
We do not rise to bestowal. We wish to adhere to the Creator, and that will give us the strength to bestow to Him.
What
does it mean to adhere to the Creator?
As much as I'm able to do it, like a baby cleave to his mother.
So
our lowliness and lack of strength, that's with regards to what? Lowly in what?
That we have no way to bestow.
We can see that, but so we are moving back, farther away, not closer.
Why?
Because He bestows and I only receive.
But if I am adhered to Him like a baby, then I don't distance myself. I do not distance myself. How do we grow up? By coming from the mother's womb, there we develop as a foreign power, but we annul ourselves, and that's why we can grow there and develop and receive all the good that we need.
Beseder. Tov. Belarus.
Раб, скажите, если в десятке, допустим, такое состояние, что кто-то отрывается полностью на какой-то период.
If in the ten there is such a state where someone detaches from spirituality for a certain time, can we say that the quota has been filled?
No, no, we don't need to do anything, to invent anything, to continue. Continue the way it is, and he'll be back.
And if this state repeats, what's the problem?
The problem, in principle, is in the group that's not able to hold the friend, to keep it in the group, keep him in the group. We have to give everyone something to do, not forcefully. It has to be interesting for him. And you feel dignified to be among the friends.
Да, дорогой Рав, а можно спросить, а как вот у вас с Рабашем работа?
Dear Rav, how was it for you with Rabash? The work in building the prayer, was there some revealed work?
can't tell you anything because those were completely different relationships and I don't want to confuse you.
Okay,
and in our time, in our stage,
there's
all kinds of, right now in our present stage, what's the best way to work with the prayer towards the 10, let's say, after the lesson?
You need to read what we're studying and from that understand what you're lacking and to pray for that.
Pray. What does it mean that together we pray for it?
To have, that we have no strength, no desire, no understanding how to turn to Him, to the Creator. What are you missing? What kind of help exactly should come from Him? And so on and so forth. Try to scrutinize all those things and ask. Constantly ask.
We are doing a prayer after every lesson. We summarize the prayer. Everyone says a sentence, and then we have like a collection of short prayers. There is some sharpness, some general scrutiny is missing, some cry to the Creator. How to achieve that?
You need to scrutinize. What do you truly want?
Признайтесь себе, чего же вы хотите, и только об этом и просите.
Be honest with yourselves. What do you want? And ask only for that. Approach it from every direction.
Это не просто набор каких-то разных, да, желаний со желаниями товарищей, да?
Meaning it's not just a collection of different desires of the friend. We have to come to something mutual, one deficiency. What does it mean to approach it from different directions?
Everyone, each one has his own desires, own understandings, and in this way you need to approach the Creator.
Latin 7.
Buen día, Rab. Buen día, amigos. Rab, basados en el texto que dice, haz todo lo que tengas a la mano por hacer. ¿Existen algunas acciones que se pueden
hacer correctas o incorrectas? That says, whatever, anything you can do with your strength, you should do. So can you define actions that are correct or incorrect, or any action is correct?
Я плохо слышал.
I couldn't hear well.
He's asking, it says in the text, whatever you are able to do, you should do. So the friend is asking, is every action correct or there could be actions that are incorrect?
Of course, there are actions that are more correct, less correct. We have to scrutinize. Sort the actions, the demands that are most beneficial. So, as we read, it should become clear to us what is more beneficial.
Tov. Ita four.
Boker tov rav toda. באמת, איך אנחנו בונים רחם משותף בינינו עד כשדי...
How do we build a common womb between us to the point that I feel the deficiency of the group and then can raise a true prayer?
When we incorporate in one another, annul to one another, and this way we begin to feel that we are like a single desire made up of many desires, but a single desire nevertheless that is under the control of the Upper One. And then we ask the Upper One to develop us.
Tov. Woman have free.
Thank you, Rav. How to make sure that the prayer doesn't become a routine?
Before the prayer, we need, as it's written in the books, that the ancient Kabbalists sat quietly before the prayer for an hour, perhaps even more, and thought about what they have to pray for, what should they pray for, what is erupting through the heart, and only then they composed their prayer and prayed. So we need to think more, make a list. What do I truly want? Who do I want to be in contact? And so on and so forth.
כן, נורמה.
כן, אבל בתוך העשירייה, איך זה עובד?
בתוך העשירייה, how does it work in the 10?
Inside the 10, it works.
עשרה אנשים, אבל אנחנו לא יחד.
Although we are 10 people, we are studying together, we are thinking together, and so gradually, gradually our thoughts, our desires, our hopes, they become closer to one another, and that's how we connect. There's no other choice, that's nature. That's how we do it.
Piti Chaisri.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Look, I have a problem understanding that. He says, I didn't tell you this truth, only so you would not be weakened or give up on mercy, although you do not see anything, for even when the measure of labor is complete, it is the time of prayer. Where do you see the Creator's mercy, especially in the recent time? Can you see it?
I don't know. I'm not here to criticize the Creator.
God forbid.
God forbid. I come to criticize myself.
Okay, but where do I see that there is mercy? He says there's a law that doesn't change. Is there mercy in here at all?
There's 100% mercy, but I don't identify it, perhaps.
So that's what I'm asking. Where do you see the mercy?
It's called faith in the sages.
What does it mean?
I believe them for the time being before I discover it myself.
Is there truly mercy?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mi yesh sham od Makfri.
Да, спасибо, Раф. Вот он пишет, что молитва только когда закончились силы. Разве мы не должны сопровождать молитвы желательно каждое свое действие?
Когда у человека уже нет сил совсем обратиться к Творцу.
Are we supposed to accompany any action with prayer?
Никакого перед ним.
When a person has no more desire to turn to the Creator, and there's no way for him to make any action, then his prayer is truly complete, because he turns to the Creator from his emptiness. The emptiness, and that's how he advances. The Creator helps him out.
But it
doesn't cancel that we need to try to accompany every action with prayer.
Yes, yes.
H4. Rav, Kavana, and especially Kavana in Asiria.
Rav, intention, especially intention in a 10, is this a kind of raising of prayer?
Of course, of course.
Rav, יש אפשרות לשאול איזה שאלה לגבי
Rav, can we ask a question about labor, labor and find and found? There is a quote from Rabash from one of the articles, specifically about man and woman. It says there, and if there's no labor, one cannot be awarded with the Creator's light. As our sages said, I didn't labor and didn't find, do not believe. This quote kind of left me shocked. I didn't labor and didn't find, don't believe.
I don't know, we'll get to it and we'll learn about it together.
It sounds opposite to what we've learned.
We are not in this right now.
Thank you,
Rav.
Rav, what does it mean, do not give up on mercy?
You should not be despaired with what you receive from the Creator, since it's all mercy, and if it does not appear to you as mercy, then these are concealed mercies. Nevertheless, do not despair, because each and every moment you are approaching the end of correction. It's all mercies. Except you can't detect them right now.
Tel Aviv 4.
Rav, התפילה שאנחנו בונים אחרי שיעור בוקר, זה כלי עבודה?
Rav, the prayer we build after the morning lesson, is that a tool to work with?
Yes, of course.
And what do I do with this tool during the day? What am I to do?
What to do? Work with it. You want this prayer to be accepted. And you will continue with it.
I need to always reiterate this prayer, look at it, see what happened, what didn't happen, sort it out.
Yes.
P24.
Shalom Rav. מה ההבדל בין מצב שאדם משקיע יגיע?
What's the difference between a state where a person labors and just despairs, or a state where a person doesn't labor in the right place, and that's where the despair comes from?
The difference is in how it influences the person, not in any other way.
Thank you, Rav.
It says, then we are qualified to pour out a complete prayer to the Creator. What's the difference between a complete prayer and an incomplete prayer?
Complete prayer, I guess, reaches the honorable throne, and the incomplete one is probably without enough strength.
Да, только зажглось, дорогой раб Хаверим. Вот мы привыкли, что.
Dear Rav and friends, we got used to
отсутствие результата.
Now, after our efforts, we get a result. Is a lack of result also a result towards our ego? Will it agree to make efforts this way? If we deceive it?
We don't cheat him. We don't cheat him. We simply work to scrutinize that ego that's inside of us, and how can we work with it? It's called Ezer Kenegdo, help against, since without it, we're unable to advance.
We're
talking about a qualitative prayer, and it says here that the qualitative prayer is only when there is no result. Only then is considered effort towards what we build. Will the ego agree
that
it won't care if there is a result or isn't? It's like a wrapper without the candy.
I don't understand your examples. The ego needs nourishment, and it all depends on how you feed it.
But
will it agree to make an effort without a result? If we know in advance there's not going to be a result,
ты должен договориться с ним, что он получит какую-то свою маленькую часть.
You need to agree with him that he will receive a certain small part of his. But it will be under your control.
All Antoine.
Hello, Raf. What do we need to be able to believe the sages?
We need to believe the sages, whatever they said, and follow their path. This is called following with faith in sages.
Mm-hmm. How do I come to that point to be able to believe the sages? Why should I believe them?
You accept it because it's above you. And you can't reach the goal any other way.
Mm-hmm. And how can I come to the powers to be able to accept them?
Power to accept from the sages. That comes from the study, from the Creator, from the group, because we do everything based on our belief in our sages. They said, walk this way, and we should heed their advice, and that's what we need to do.
So
each shall help his friend, and that's how we advance.
Mm-hmm. Do I need prayer to be able to believe the sages?
Also, the thing that we need is to reach belief in our sages, faith in the sages. Okay?
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
Turkish money, woman.
Selam Rav. Yaradan kişinin çığlığını ne zaman duyar, ona nasıl yardım eder? Teşekkürler.
Rav, when to continue what Norma asked, when does the Creator hear the person's cry? How does he help a person?
Shuv, Yaakov.
Say
it again.
When does the Creator hear the person's cry, and how does he help the person?
Creator hears the person's cry means that he accepts the lack, the deficiency of the person, and he makes an action on that lack, an action of bestowal. And the person receives a result from the Creator's action, and that means that the Creator has helped him. Okay. All right.
PT5.
What glues a person to the Creator exactly? Is that the prayer or his connection with the friends?
What glues the person to the Creator?
The
desire to adhere to the Creator, just like the Creator already adheres to the person, even though the person doesn't feel that.
Okay. ובפרקטיקה, המאמת שלו...
Okay, and practically, his effort to connect with the friends or his effort that is expressed in prayer, is that what brings about this adhesion?
לא הבנתי, עמית.
I didn't understand, Amit.
But practically, or ultimately, what is the glue? The connection with the friends or the prayer?
Connection with the friends. That's the foundation. Then prayer to the Creator, and then adhesion with the Creator.
So there has to be this glue between himself and the friends, and then there the adhesion with the Creator will be revealed.
That the goal cannot be attained without connection with the friends. That's the first condition. That's why it says either connection or death.
Woman PT6.
Right. Women PT6.
This embryo, by annulling to one another and out of the connection between us, with the Creator seemingly within it and around it, does that mean that we become this embryo?
Yes.
The first lesson, I heard that he said that the saboteur sabotages our lack of connection with the general group. So the question is, can the embryo be the 10, or it's only when we become as one man in one heart in the world kli?
No. 10. 10 is sufficient.
So we need to reach a state where we only want to bestow? Embryos bestow in order to bestow?
Yes. That's not simple. Even also what I answered her is it's incomplete. What can we do?
PT31.
Should every prayer come from the bottom of the heart in order for it to work?
The
depth of the heart, there are many depths to it. And each time, it's a depth of the heart that a person can reveal.
If we still can't get to the bottom of the heart, it means we haven't completed the exertion?
Yes.
The labor?
Yes.
Rav, tfila, aval zo lo nekuda she'adam megia le...
Isn't a prayer a point where a person reaches the edge of his forces, the point of no other choice, and from here has to turn to something outside of him? Isn't that a prayer?
Prayer is that he grabs hold of the upper one in his hands and legs, he exists in the upper one like an embryo in a womb. He literally drinks and swallows and becomes included and incorporated in him to the point that he wants to assimilate in him unboundedly. That's essentially the state that he wants to be in the upper one.
So how is it that when we meet and talk and each one says his prayer, well, this one line, how do we reach this point of wanting to catch the Creator in any way possible?
The fact that I want to hold on to all the friends and nullify before them, and that means that I'm included in the upper one.
What
should I hold onto in the friends?
To hold on to them, to grab hold of them.
Tzafon. Tzafon.
Tzafon.
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav. We have a vicious war in the country between the forces of good, forces of evil. Yesterday, in your talk with Duty, you said that even physically, we still lack mutual guarantee, but only sort of a common escape from trouble. Nevertheless, we see many acts of heroism, determination, help to the other people. For example, stood more than 10 hours in line to donate blood. There were religious people, secular, traditionalists, even Arabs. The question is, can we see in this tectonic changes that Israeli society is undergoing as preparation for a spiritual degree?
Such changes I don't see. I don't see that they're happening. But like in any time of troubles, there is some mutual excitement, some mutual understanding more, yes. But to say that we're close to actual connection, actually getting closer, no, not yet. Not yet. And I think it all depends on Israel. If we are closer to each other, more understanding of each other, more nullifying each other towards each other and making concessions for each other, then we'll be able to truly get closer. And then we won't have any lack. PT 25.
The state of prayer that you explained just now is a state where you're already in spirituality?
No. Not yet.
It happens when you're in 100% concealment, the ability to pray?
Yes.
Because when I heard it, it sounds like you understand, you feel something when you pray. Something spiritual.
I'd
rather not talk about it.
Woman Turkey 7.
Women Turkey 7.
Selam Rav, selam dostlar.
Selam.
Ölçü dolduğunda duanız tamamlanacak diyor metinde. Bu ölçünün tam olarak dolması kişinin eksiklikten dolayı çektiği ızdıraba mı bağlı? Kişi bu ölçüyü nasıl bilebilir? Teşekkürler.
Rav Shalom, katuf po.
It says when the measure is full, your prayer will be complete. Does the fulfillment of this measure depend on one's suffering, or and how to know how full is that measure?
That's the difference between how much you understand what wholeness is, and correspondingly, how much you have a lack of wholeness. So if you come to this complete measure, then your prayer is accepted. Women have to.
How can we feel the prayer in the heart of the friends in order to reach one prayer? That would be the same prayer for all of us together.
The heart of the friends, you can feel it in your heart if you ever open it up.
How can I approach this? I really want to feel their prayer. I want to be in the same prayer as they are.
You should want to give them everything you have in your heart.
What do they need from me? I have so many things in my heart.
That you have to learn what they need from you. They need from you love and arvut.
Should this love be expressed in corporeal actions, or something that is something that passes from heart to heart, even without speaking?
Corporeal things too.
Baltia too.
Молитва это всегда просьба какого-то ответа свыше.
Да.
И если
получается. Prayer is a request for some answer from above.
Что важнее?
If you receive the answer, then you have a question. What's more important? The fact that this connection from above was lost, and you need to understand how to reinforce it now?
This you have to understand on your own.
And specifically here, there's a doubt. If you received an answer and you feel that this answer, this response is satisfactory, you wish to somehow share it with others, to materialize it. And maybe if an answer came, it also came to the others, or should share it nevertheless.
Turkey free.
Better to share. Turkey 3.
Turkey free.
Boker Tov Rav.
Boker Tov.
Lama.
Good morning.
Why a person cannot see that he can bestow contentment to the Creator only through prayer?
What else can he do? Tell me. Doesn't have what to do.
Okay.
This is a very deep question. Why did the Creator make it so that we can influence Him, speak to Him through the request, through the prayer? Why did He make it so? That is a question. Meaning the prayer is actually what pushes us away from the Creator. Otherwise, we would cling to the Creator like an embryo inside his mother's womb. And there would be no place, no room for prayer, for anything. The Creator would just understand the person just like he understands him now. And the person would also understand the Creator, like being in a womb. However, the more we have to grow, to that extent, we have to be further and further detached from the Creator, distanced from Him more and more. And then, in order to remain connected, we have to activate the prayer. So we know we are not connected, but we want to bridge that distance between us. And that is the power of prayer. That's it. Now, the Creator receives our deficiency as we want to connect to Him like we were before, inside of Him, inside the womb. And He tries and tries to lead us to such an internal connection, mutual connection. And that's what we ultimately achieve.
How can I ask the Creator each time that my heart is beating?
You
can ask whatever you feel the Creator already felt. Whatever you speak doesn't matter the language, the Creator hears.
So I can do it all the time.
Yes, of course.
Oren.
These two depictions, on the one hand to be an embryo in the womb, in total annulment, to receive everything above reason, that it's all complete chasadim, versus this other depiction of prayer and a request that expresses a lack of connection and the desire to connect. How do I arrange myself between these two poles?
You have to try to find the formula. I can't tell you that. It's an inner emotional matter.
Beseder. Tov.
All right.
Ma yesh lanu sham Oren ala?
Oh, and what do we have next?
The next excerpt? We read excerpt number 1 in the document that everything is attained by the power of prayer. So, number 2. We ask the Creator to give us the strength so we can perform all our actions for you. Meaning, for the sake of the Creator. Otherwise, meaning, if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for our own benefit. That is, if not, meaning, if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for ourselves. For our own benefit. For we are powerless to overcome our will to receive. Therefore, help us be able to work for you. Hence, you must help us. And this is called do for your sake. Meaning, do this, give us the power of the desire to bestow. Otherwise, we are doomed. will remain in the will to receive for our own sake.
Woman Moscow. Woman Moscow. הם לא שומעים?
שומעים.
They don't hear us?
They hear us. Maybe broadcast is not able to let them speak. Can we send it to Woman Moscow?
Latin 15.
Вас слышно меня сейчас?
Да.
You hear me?
Слышно?
Да.
Yes.
Рав, если совершенная молитва изливается на пике отчаяния в собственных силах,
if
то как это сочетается
a complete prayer comes out only in the point of despair of our own strength, what does it mean to pray all day long?
Вот так и сочетается.
Можно находиться в таком состоянии весь день?
Да.
That's how it goes together.
Да.
So you have to be all day long in the state of despair?
Yes, yes.
Woman Latin 15.
Women Latin 15.
Hola, Rab. Hola, queridos.
Hello, Rab. Dear friends.
¿Por qué nos cuesta tanto trabajo el esfuerzo de llegar a incluirnos a ese estado de sentirnos en el útero del Creador?
Why do we need so much effort to reach the state where we feel in the Creator's womb? There isn't a greater pleasure. Is it because we wish to receive the pleasure for our own sake instead of the Creator's sake, or are we simply asking for the wrong things?
We have to ask for pleasure only for the Creator, to fulfill everything He wants from us. Then accordingly, in that attitude we have towards Him, we will feel that He does the same towards us. And this is called complete adhesion.
Gracias, Rab.
PT 18.
PT
18.
How do you help a friend
that still
did not agree to come out of his self-love?
We have to try to agree, and then everything will fall into place.
Rav, is a prayer something like a masach and a communication across the masach?
מסך וסוג של קשר שנמצא מעל המסך?
כן. תפילה זה קשר למעלה הכל.
Prayer is the connection above everything. Above everything. Women English 1.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. So it turns out that we have to be in a constant state of prayer to connect with the Creator, to reach a state of mercy.
צריכים להיות במצב מתמיד של תפילה כדי להתחבר עם הבורא ולהגיע למצב של רחמים.
And that's really is our work.
וזו באמת העבודה שלנו.
Of course. בסדר.
And so, yeah, so this last article that we just read does seem to me the entire article itself is a plea to the Creator to help us to connect, because we can't do it ourselves. That entire article talks about that.
Ken.
Yes.
Yofe, Sheila. Toda.
Woman. Very good, Sheila. Thank you. Women Mark 56.
Доброе утро всем, дорогие, дорогой Рав. А когда молитва работает
morning,
и эффективнее, к
Rav, when is the prayer working faster and more efficiently? Is it when everyone is crying out to the Creator out of their helplessness, or when everyone is asking for the same thing?
When everyone together asks for the same thing. Women Moscow 6.
Молитва в потенциале, в мысли, и молитва в действии — это ман и мат?
The prayer in thought and the prayer in action, is it man and mad?
Man это алат тфила.
Man is the raising of the prayer, and mad is the descent of the prayer.
Можно сказать, что когда мы поднимаем, это мысль, потенциал какой-то, а когда опускается и дает нам силу для вот этой отдачи, как в этом.
Can we say that when we raise the prayer, it's a certain thought, and when the prayer comes down, it gives us the forces to bestow? That's the answer to the prayer. That's the power.
Yes. German 4.
Guten Morgen.
Morgen.
Wir alle zusammen sind Israel, das Volk, das zusammen zum Schöpfer strebt.
We're all together Israel, the people who yearn for the Creator.
Was ist das richtige Gebet, damit Israel als das Volk der ganzen Welt geboren wird?
I have a deficiency for this people to be born. What is the correct prayer for Israel to be born into this world?
All people have to get closer to each other. And that's all. We don't need anything besides that. That's the only thing the Creator wants.
Ja, ich spüre es sehr nah mit den Freunden in Israel und ich möchte, dass wir alle zusammen geboren werden als das Volk Israel, das sich der Schöpfer wünscht.
I feel very close to all the friends in Israel. I have a great deficiency for us to connect and for this Israel to be born all over the world, all of us together.
גם אנחנו מרגישים אותך כך.
We feel you that way as well. And I'm happy to see you every day in our connection. Thank you. Be well and live long.
Toda Rabba, alles Gute.
Thank you, all is good.
Egber, manishma, lama talo midaber.
Egber, how's it going? Why aren't you saying anything? Say a few words.
Enli milivra, enli milim. As
I have no words, Rav.
Yeshlanu.
Thank God.
Achdut kazot.
We have such unity. You teach us every day. Thank you. Thanks to the Creator. Thank you to all the friends. Our friends give their deficiency every day. I'm really happy. I think the Creator is happy as well.
Yes.
All
right. Very well.
No.
So, I would speak to each and every one of you, but we don't have that time.
Tov.
Okay.
Vlad, Kiev 1.
Vlad, Kiev 1. Maybe you'll say something.
Я тоже хочу вас поблагодарить, дорогой Рав, за этот урок, за то, как вы...
I also want to thank you, dear Rav, for this lesson.
Помогаете в молитве.
How much strength you give us, how much you help us with this prayer.
Спасибо вам большое. Я даже ничего спрашивать не буду.
We feel this radiance from you. Thank you. I have nothing to ask.
Good. Thank you for not asking.
Great. Подскажите мне.
All right. Who are the women we can turn to? Help me. Not even, don't even know.
Я не слышу.
Москва
6.
Moscow 6.
Ну, Москва 6, говорите.
All right, Moscow 6.
What can you say? Огромной любовью тоже вам спасибо за этот просто потрясающий урок, абсолютное объятие и вместе в пути. У нас обязательно получится.
Спасибо вам, девочки.
Thank you for this wonderful lesson. We're together. Together we'll succeed.
Ну и кто-нибудь еще? Кто у нас самый-самый далекий?
Someone else, maybe? Who's the farthest we have here?
Это Бершева.
I think that would be Бершева.
H-10.
Yeah. H-10. No. Yes, yes, go ahead.
Бершева.
Бершева.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Asiriya Olamit.
Good morning, Rav, World 10.
Bershutcha, Rav, היה לנו שיעור מדהים.
We had an amazing lesson, more than that.
אני רוצה לשתף.
I want to share that together in the lesson we had Midwestern. They asked to join us to give us strength. We felt their power twice a week. They were with us and a few friends stayed. Some of them went to other activities. But I want to say, Rav, we feel these very complex developments, as Kabbalists write to us, and as you explain to us, the more we approach the end of the overcoming the will to receive, we can feel the difficulty, the heaviness, and all in order to give us the feeling of a deep prayer we have to raise. And it's truly an amazing state, how it matches what we read about, what we are learning about, and I'm asking the Creator to give us the strength to do this holy work so we can take the people of Israel out to peace together with the whole world, and that everyone will know them from their littlest to their greatest, as it's written in the sources, and with the help of the Creator we'll succeed. I'm sure we'll succeed, but the difficulties are not simple. Thank you, Rav.
With the Creator's help. All right, so all the best. This concludes our lesson. See you in the noon lesson. All the best.
Thank you, Rav. All the friends, one announcement before we close. The end of this coming week, there will not be any meals in the center. Not the hummus meal, the Friday afternoon or Saturday morning meal. Today at noon, we'll meet for the lesson with our Rav and a song.
Он навсегда со мной, и с тех пор.
это Будда осен. Des personnes âgées étudiant à une table. Asseyez-vous donc là, l'ancien hochant de la tête. C'était bien sa voix, c'est mon maître Rabash.